Layer 211, Financial Collapse and Mass Unemployment. The first panel on the right reads, Financial Collapse. America's financial system was nearing collapse in 1932. Between the start of the Great Depression in 1929 and 1932, the U.S. economy shrank by almost half. 9,000 banks closed their doors. Nearly 100,000 businesses failed. Corporate profits dropped 90%, and farm income fell by over 50%. As banks and corporations folded, millions of people lost their savings and jobs. Consumer spending plummeted, leading to further drops in business activity and even greater job losses. The nation was trapped in what seemed to be an endless deflationary spiral. About 6 feet down to the right, a second text panel reads, Mass unemployment. When the Depression began in 1929, the unemployment rate was 3.2%. By late 1932, it had soared to almost 25%. Another 25% of workers could only find part-time employment. Those lucky enough to have a job endured wage cuts and lived in fear of a sudden layoff. One statistic helps capture the scale of the devastation. In 1929, the U.S. Steel Corporation had 100,000 full-time employees. By late 1932, it had none. In an era before unemployment insurance, many jobless people became destitute. Shack cities, nicknamed Hoovervilles, sprang up in communities across the nation. Another common sight were bread lines, long lines of hungry people waiting outside charity institutions for bread or a bowl of soup. Turning to your left, the entire left wall of this hallway shows a black and white photo montage of men sitting idle on park benches, holding their heads in their hands, an apple cellar, piles of furniture on a sidewalk, dilapidated wooden shacks, and stray dogs. A family with 8 children in dirt-stained clothes. Men walking past a large sign reading, Jobless men, keep going. We can't take care of our own. Chamber of Commerce. Text reads, Hard times. As the Depression entered its fourth year, the scale of human suffering became staggering. In some industrial cities like Youngstown, Ohio, unemployment exceeded 60%. Millions of farmers faced the loss of their land as crop prices crashed. Hunger and homelessness increased. The suicide rate tripled. Amid growing fear and despair, Americans looked to their political leaders for solutions. Republican President Herbert Hoover tried to combat the Depression, but he believed in limited government and economic relief through private charity. Hoover had approved some federal credit assistance for banks and businesses and increased construction spending to stimulate the economy. But he was reluctant to fund massive public works projects and other stimulative measures, and he refused to provide federal relief money to the unemployed. The crisis demanded much bolder action. At the end of the hallway to your right is a 5 feet wide by 8 feet tall open doorway under a sign reading, Free Soup, Coffee, and Donuts. You can turn right about 2 feet into a small theater showing a 7-minute film about the world in financial crisis. Note that the film is triggered to play by a motion sensor near the entrance to the theater, and that there are 2 benches in the center of the room facing a screen about 10 feet away. Introductory text reads, World in Crisis. In 1932, Americans struggled to survive in an uncertain world gripped by economic hardship and shadowed by growing overseas threats. The Great Depression was a global phenomenon. Throughout the industrialized world, financial crisis and rising unemployment bred misery and fear. In some nations, economic insecurity fed the power and appeal of political extremists. The theater walls are covered with large angled photographs including images of FDR on the campaign trail, Hitler saluting, and soup lines, as well as newspaper headlines such as Wall Street Panic as Stocks Crash. Facing the back of the theater, exit the theater through a second doorway at the back of the room to your right. Walk about 2 feet, turn left, and walk about 3 feet, and turn right. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.